Do you give thanks in all things? Well, the Bible tells us to in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Follow along at lifeword.org this month as I walk through giving thanks in things you might not normally want to give thanks for. So far, we've given thanks for things that don't end well, the testing of our faith, and for people around us we might rather stay socially distanced from. Yes, we can give thanks for all these things because we know God will use it for our good. Today, I want us to give thanks for broken dreams. This is a tough one because we grow up believing we can do or be anything we can dream. As kids, we sing, "When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you." But does it? When we start talking desires of the heart, we quickly want to go to Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. How many of you have highlighted that verse, put it on your mirror, and prayed for God to give you the love of your life, the house of your dreams, your dream job, and a convertible or whatever your heart desires? Guilty. God is a giver of good gifts, but what I've learned over the years is the key to that verse is delighting in the Lord. When my eyes are first fixed on God's will over mine, the dreams and desires of my heart flow from His. My God-given uniqueness, gifts, and talents drive my passion and the dreams I pursue, so I can lay it all at His feet, and He gives it back to me in ways that are above and beyond anything I could ask or imagine. Still, when it doesn't look like we thought it would, our dreams seem to come crashing down. It can be a crisis of belief for even the most mature believer. In the middle of those dark nights, when our soul questions and wonders why, God calls us to be thankful. There are so many examples of broken dreams and unexpected or even undesired turns in the Bible, but I kept being drawn back to the life of Jonah. You know, Jonah and the whale. God called him to go to Nineveh, which was not on his divinely called prophet bucket list of dreams to accomplish. So he ran the opposite direction and was swallowed by a big fish. 3 days and nights he sat in the belly of that creature, giving God his full attention, and ultimately he gave thanks. Jonah 2:9. "But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord." Being in the belly of a huge sea creature, I can guarantee was not Jonah's dream place to be, but there he sat as a result of disobeying God. How often do we sit and sulk because things aren't going the way we planned? We might as well be in the belly of a whale. God desired to use Jonah and speak through him in a beautiful way to offer undeserved grace to the people of Nineveh. Jonah just didn't like the message. He hated the Assyrians living in Nineveh. He didn't think they deserved God's grace. The plans of Jonah were far from the plans of God. It took being on his knees in a fish stomach to see his way wasn't God's way. God's plan is always best. And just think, if he can direct the winds and waves and a sea creature to accomplish his purposes, he can and will direct you if you invite him into your life and allow him to do so. That's the truth. Surrender your dreams to the one who knows you best. No matter where life takes you, you'll be right where you're meant to be. That's a great reason to be thankful. I'm Lori Klein.